Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, we've talked about this guaranteed income program in Gary and parts of California, and then there was a proposal in the city council for it in Chicago. The mayor sort of co-opted that, put it in her budget. $31.5 million program that would send checks of about $500, I think, a month to 5,000 of Chicago's neediest families. The Black Caucus of the Chicago City Council doesn't like that, wants the money spent elsewhere. The chairman of the caucus is Alderman Jason Irvin. He joins us now. Alderman, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you here. Why is it that you don't like this guaranteed income program?
Well, we just have some questions as to, you know, how do you go about doing such and what value does it bring to the taxpayers? Those are the main concerns that members of my caucus and myself have brought up in this conversation.
You know, there's a lot about the rivalry between Black aldermen and Hispanic aldermen in the city council these days and the fight over the map. This idea was first championed by an Hispanic alderman. Does that have anything to do with it?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with it. As a matter of fact, there are members of our caucus that support the idea of the GBI. However, some of us are just concerned as to what value it will bring to taxpayers, what else we could do to better utilize those funds.
How would you like to see the money spent?
Well, we believe right now that the biggest challenge facing the city of Chicago is unchecked violence in many of the communities on the south and west side. And now we're starting to see some of this violence go into areas that we have not seen violence in historically in our city. And we believe that working with individuals that we know are either prone to violence or have been victims of violence to help them come up with better strategies for living, I think is a much better utilization of those funds versus handing out $500 checks on a monthly basis.
We're talking to Alderman Jason Irvin. He's the chair of the City Council Black Caucus. One of the things you would like to see the money done, according to, I think it was a Sun-Times article I was reading, it would be to, quote-unquote, redress violence prevention through intensive case management training and employment. Explain for me what that means.
What it really means is that we need to get to root causes of what is leading individuals to lead a life of violence. And doing so, we find that the challenges are many times they have not, you know, received a GED. They don't have the necessary training to be competitive in the marketplace. And there's also other unresolved issues such as anger management and other issues that need adequate treatment, be it medical or be it counseling type treatment. So we feel that a better use of those dollars would be toward solving a challenge that's actually facing us, staring us down here in the city of Chicago, which is that of unchecked violence in some of our communities.
I've talked to proponents of the guaranteed income plans. They say they work. Do you think that maybe they do work, but your ideas are better at this moment in time in Chicago history?
Well, I think that we have to look at the prioritization. And right now, the number one issue facing our city is public safety. And how this will impact public safety, I think, is what we need to be thinking about and measuring. There are other programs to help individuals with what we historically have seen people spend money in GBIs on, be it rental assistance, housing assistance, child care assistance, things of that nature. There are opportunities out there for individuals to do that. However, we think that currently that, you know, addressing these issues among young men on the south and west sides of our city that are leading these areas in violence is a much better utilization of those funds.
Does it bother you at all, Alderman, that the talk of violence gets a little more pitched when the safer neighborhoods are impacted?
Of course it does. I mean, these are some of the challenges that I've been talking about since day one. My predecessors have been talking about for a while. But again, it does, you know, it does irk you a little bit when now certain areas of our city that normally do not see this, it's, you know, raise an alarm. But this alarm and this drum is something that many of us in the council have been beating for a number of years.
One of the areas you want to see money spent is at single room occupancy hotels, SROs, which kind of surprised me a little bit. I don't know much about their existence in the city now, but you'd like to see $70 million go toward them. How would that money be? How would that money make the city safer?
Here's what you think about. We have to think about affordability and habitability. I don't frequent SROs, but from what I've heard and what I've seen just from the exterior, these are not the best places in our communities. And I think that by helping to increase the habitability of these units can make them more attractive. And what we also want to do is to take some of these SROs, if not all of these SROs, out of the what I call the 4-hour no-tail motel type business, mm-hmm. where somebody rents a room for 4 hours. And those locations tend to be breeding grounds for crime and other negative activity. So we can have affordable, habitable, safe and clean places for individuals to stay. We can also remove that level of activity out of the community as well, which will enhance from a safety and from an aesthetic aspect, a better community in some of our most challenging areas.
So the money would go to the SROs in exchange for them dropping their hourly rate?
Well, not only that, but we want habitable, affordable places for, workforce housing or for single individuals that don't utilize much space. If you look at now the micro units that you're seeing popping up in some of our more swanky communities, yeah. These are really SROs on steroids when you think about them.
Sure. Okay, another one that raised my eyebrows. You would like to see currently Alderman get $100,000 to award in quote-unquote micro grants each in their wards. You want to see that increase to $250,000.
Well, this is a new concept that the mayor has floated for this year's budget. I think that it's best that at the local level, there are a lot of organizations doing great work that could do better work with the support of our local government. And many of these organizations just don't have the capacity or necessarily the know-how to jump through all of the hoops necessary to get city or governmental funding. We believe that by having a smaller micro grant, a simpler process for these organizations to access funding at the local level will not only help the city, but help local communities deal with very specific issues that they may be having in the local ward.
We're talking to Alderman Jason Irvin. He's the chair of the City Council Black Caucus. Okay, you presented this to the mayor. How'd she take it?
The conversations with the mayor went very well. A lot of the concepts that we're speaking of and talked about were a lot within the operations. As it relates to the ARPA funding, the federal funding that we received in $1.8 billion, a lot of it is loosely defined at this point. And a lot of our conversation was about trying to, put the guardrails up and put the rules in place and to define how those funds were going to be spent. For example, we say, hey, $100 million toward housing. Well, that could be a number of different type programs. And so our conversations have been centered around how do we utilize that money around housing. So very good conversation, very positive conversation, and I look forward to working with her and implementing the budget.
Just about out of time, Alderman, but if the guaranteed income program is in the final budget, will you vote against it?
I will not vote against it because there's so many other positive things in the budget that we can talk about, and we wouldn't let one little item stop that. Again, the devil is in the details, and the details of this program have not really been fully fleshed out. So again, I think that there are other ways to utilize those funds that will have a greater benefit for our city, and we'll work through that in the coming months.
Alderman Jason Irvin, it was great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, so what do you think? 312-9817, 200 is a telephone number. We're going to stop into the newsroom to get the latest, but I want to take your calls after that. Do you think the money is better spent not for a guaranteed income program? $31.5 million divvied up in other areas to avert crime. I don't know if it's about fighting crime, but creating programs that would avert crime. Interested to see what you think. 312-981-7200. We'll get to your calls and texts, but first we're going to stop by for a visit into the WGN newsroom.
WGN.